The U.S. imposed sanctions on Russian oil a month ago, but others have not followed. And Russia has made more than $12 billion on oil exports since it invaded Ukraine. Julia Simon reports on the oil traders who are behind the revenue that funds Moscow's war effort.
Just off the banks of Lake Geneva and Lake Zug in Switzerland, there's a handful of companies that, at this very moment, are coordinating pickups and deliveries of oil all over the world. These are oil trading companies, and they handle about a quarter of the world's oil each day.
Crude oil is not a homogeneous commodity. It's like wine. Each crude oil is different.
Giacomo Luciani is an energy economist at the Sciences Po in Paris. He says oil isn't all the same. Oil can be heavy or light, sweet or sour, based on the sulfur. Refineries around the world are built to take specific types of crude, so the traders act as global oil matchmakers.
Their job consists in matching the most appropriate crude with the most appropriate refinery.
Four of the biggest traders in Switzerland are Glencore, Vitol, Trafigura, and Gunvor. And a lot of the crude they handle comes from Russia. These companies have historically had close ties with the Russian state. Gunvor was originally co-founded by a Putin ally. Some trading companies have investments in Russian oil fields and other infrastructure. Oliver Clausen is with the commodity watchdog group Public Eye. He says many of these companies have issued statements that they're reviewing their assets in Russia, but they haven't stopped trading Russian oil. He says, in fact, some of these companies increased their loadings of Russian oil in the war month of March.
The very fact that they actually stepped up their trading activities in Russia is, I think, another way of saying we don't give a as put it bluntly.
Trafigura says it condemns the war in Ukraine, but March was its busiest month loading Russian oil since June of last year, according to Reuters. Saad Rahim is chief economist for Trafigura. He says all the Russian oil his company is handling is unsanctioned.
I think that's a key issue, right? That the barrels are not sanctioned that any of the trading houses are touching today.
And like other trading companies, Trafigura has long-term contracts for Russian oil. Spokespeople for Trafigura and Gunvor say so long as the barrels are unsanctioned, they are legally obliged to keep fulfilling those contracts. Rahim says all this unsanctioned Russian oil isn't easily replaceable. He points to the current diesel shortages in Europe. Rahim says if traders stopped loading Russian oil, there would be shortages all over the world.
We have sort of almost a duty of care to make sure that the system maintains itself to the degree as possible.
But for the Ukrainian government, the traders' reasons don't hold up. Late last month, the chief economic advisor to Volodymyr Zelensky wrote to the heads of these trading companies asking them to stop loading Russian oil and products because the money is financing the war. Alexander Gillies is an advisor at the National Resource Governance Institute in New York.
I understand that it would be difficult to entirely stop trading in Russian oil tomorrow. But the narrative that the industry puts forward, that it's necessary to work with dictators like Putin, is a self-serving one.
Last week, trader Vitol announced it would stop trading Russian oil by the end of the year. Gillies says that's a start, but she says as long as Russian oil remains largely unsanctioned by governments, money will continue to flow to Russia's war in Ukraine. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon.